Praise his name. Let's all stand, if you would. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Lord, we thank you so much, Father, for your grace in our lives. Oh, God, how we never can thank you enough. Lord, we see our true positions, Lord, and what you've really done for us. And, Father, it seems like every day, every time, Lord, your word comes forth, it's revealing greater and greater what you've done for us, Lord. And even, Lord, how much farther we have to go. And Lord, that desire in our hearts to reach out and reach that place, Father. Oh, it's so grace, so much marvelous grace. Lord, we're so thankful. Lord, pray that you bless everyone that's gathered here this morning. Lord, strengthen us and encourage us. Lord, meet our individual needs, whatever you have for us. For that's what we've come here this morning, Lord, is to draw closer to you. Lord Jesus, where we can gather together and all the world is pushed aside. And Father, with one mind and one accord, we look to you. We love you. Have your way. We ask all this in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and thank you. Amen. Praise his name. Don't you love him? Amen. I hope you never get tired of expressing your love to him and telling him. Amen. Just like anyone, saints, you can do stuff for everybody and mean it from your heart, but they still like to hear it. Say, I love you. I appreciate you. And I know he's the same way. Never fail to just tell him and tell others how much you love him. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Let's start with the courses we all know, but if you want to turn with me, you probably know them by heart. But 470, I think it is, I am blessed. You feel that way, saints? Feel blessed this morning? Amen. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Page 229, my God is real. Just a little course. Amen. Do you believe he's real? You feel him? Amen. So thankful, saints. We serve a living God. Amen.
My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like the gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. My God is real, he's real in my soul. My God is real.
Amen. Do you feel him? Amen. Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Blessed name of Calvary. Let's sing that chorus. Amen. Praise his holy name.
Oh, wonderful he is. Hallelujah.
Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. For his grace so real and free. Magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. Jesus gives the victory. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. For his grace is full and free. Thank you, Lord, for that free. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. Oh, Jesus gives the victory. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, I praise your holy name. Lord, for that full and free. Oh, God. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. Oh, I love him. Sing that chorus. Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful. Amen.
Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, isn't Jesus?
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, eyes have seen. Ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful?
Amen. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah.
Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord? Oh, wonderful. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Wonderful. Oh, isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful.
Amen. Oh, I love you. Oh, God, I love you. Praise your holy name. Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't he wonderful?
Oh, isn't he wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord? wonderful. Amen. Oh, I love you. Praise his holy name. Alive. Do you feel him alive in your heart? Alive forevermore. Amen. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. Oh, my Jesus is alive. Amen. That's what makes him wonderful. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is. Amen. Oh, sing hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my Jesus is.
Forevermore. Amen. You know how he's alive today? Amen. We know he's alive. We know he's here. We can feel him. But the world will see him through us. Through his bride. Amen. Manifesting every day. He's alive in us. Amen. Ain't he wonderful? Oh, he's so precious. Amen. You can be seated if you'd like. Amen. Brother Josh, you want to come? Hallelujah. So thankful I serve a living God. Amen. That's the blessing, if you would.
Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, to be here this morning. Lord, every one of us, Lord, regardless of our situations, Lord, has been blessed beyond measure. Lord, we're so very thankful this morning for that word. Lord, for our brothers and sisters in Christ, for everything you have given unto us, Lord. More than everything in our lives, Lord, we cry out for revelation once again this day. Lord, it's more important than anything in this life, Lord, to move forward. Climb another rung on your great ladder. Lord, just bless your name and the servants. Lord, once again, we ask you to bless this offering. Lord, use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. Only for thy glory and thy honor we ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of Man, we pray.
Amen. Let's talk about him. Let's talk about Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Amen. Do you want to do that, saints? Amen. Spread the gospel. Talk about it. Amen. How many have requests on your heart? Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we ask. Brother Jim, would you take the request this morning? Precious Jesus. Praise his holy name. You may be seated. Amen. Someone have a song this morning? Amen. Got a song this morning? Good. Bless you, come, Grace. Praise his holy
ever a people that ought to understand them words, it ought to be us. Amen. To know that him being on the cross, he knew what he was dying for. Knew us, seen us, knew what we would do even in this hour. All the grace of God. Amen. I love him with all my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. He's done so very much for us. It's such a privilege, a blessing to know that God is with us. Not only with us, but he's in us. Amen. Don't you love him? Do you really appreciate him with all your heart? Do you love him with all your body, soul, mind, and spirit? All your strength. Does it go out to him? Amen. Giving your whole life to him for service. That's what we're here for. Amen. Let us all stand. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Timothy to come and deliver what the Lord's laid on his heart. And just pray the Lord open our hearts to it. And just let us be, have a mind that's clear and open. And just completely yielded to the Holy Spirit. And be crying out for revelation. I don't care what scriptures, what quotes he reads. Lord, open my heart to it. Give me revelation, Lord. I need you more than anything else in this life. Amen. Let us sing our little chorus. It's just sing a little chorus, I love him, as our brother comes forward this morning. I love him. I love him. Do you mean it? Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Amen. Hallelujah. Precious Lord, we are so thankful, Lord, to be here and to feel your precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And to know, Lord, that you have come this morning and fellowshiped with us. And Lord, we just are so humble, Lord, as we gather, Lord, and see that without you, where would we be? And Lord, to see that before this world was ever formed, we was in your mind. And Lord, that you would come down in the humblest little form of a child, Lord, and be born in an old stinky barn, Lord. But oh, that you might bring forth your glory and redeem back those ones, Lord, that you've seen. Oh, we are so grateful this morning, Lord. We have just come with humble hearts asking you to speak to us this day, Lord. Open our hearts, Lord. These precious words, Lord, we've all heard them many, many times. But Lord, may as we read them again, Lord, I pray that you'll send the inspiration of the Holy Spirit into my heart also, Lord, and to make it greater and make it new, Lord, and may it mean more to us, I pray. And we ask it all to your glory and to your honor in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus again. Amen.
I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary.
Good to us. Amen. Such a privilege to be here today. You know, we just to coming together around his word, and you know, as we open up the pages of the Bible and these precious quotes, you know, it's many things we've heard often many times, and but just pray that today somehow something that's said will be encouragement to someone or strengthen us along the way, help us move a little closer. You know, every day we're pressing on. Amen. I was been thinking of that little song, I'm pressing on the upward way, and new heights I'm gaining every day. My saints, I pray that that's our desires when each day goes by. Hallelujah. While you're still standing, let's turn our Bibles over to James, the first chapter, if you would. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's begin here about the 19th verse of James, the first chapter. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way straightway, and forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. May the Lord add the blessing to his word, and you may be seated. And then let's go on over here to the second chapter and start at the 14th verse here. And he says, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. And yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you thee my faith by my works. Amen. My saints, I was kind of pondering on these scriptures and looking over them, and that 26th verse where it says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, he deceiveth his own heart, and this man's religion's in vain. And you know, when you stop to think of that, James is just speaking of bridling the tongue there. But you can take every word of God. If a man says he's religious and he's got whatever, he can make his claim. But when it comes down, if he lacks one word or won't come subject to one word, that man's religion's in vain. And I pray this morning as we've gathered, you know, as our brother ministered Thursday evening, and maybe that seemed like such a simple little thing. But just look at the Holy Spirit, how as it brought it out, it's every word, saints. And that's where we've been in this message for years and years and years, and I've understood, you know, a lot of times you hear, I understood the mysteries. The mysteries called my name. I believe Brother Branham was a prophet, and I'm following the message of this day, and I'm walking right in it, and I'm waiting on the appearing of the Lord, and I'm going to be caught away in a rapture. But all the little words put in there sometimes gets let loose. Brotherly kindness slides off the back. Having true love one to another, that just kind of gets slid off. Maybe I feel I can be a little cross with a brother, a little cross with a sister. Maybe I don't feel like my dress needs to be just as long as it should be. I'll go ahead and raise it up a little bit. Maybe let it get a little tight. Maybe as a brother, I'll let my hair begin to grow a little bit, get it down on my ear, start to look like a sissy. All these things is little words that's all into there in this precious scriptures and Bibles. The way we raise our children to everything, there's just word upon word upon word that's laying in this Bible. And we're reaching a place where there can't be nothing lacking. Amen. The stature of a perfect man. Till we all come to the unity in the stature of that perfect man. Amen. And you know, when you start to see these things unfold, and it should cause in each one of us a greater searching. Yes. Maybe I have been in this message 50 years. Maybe I've been in it too. Maybe I'm still growing. That's fine. We all should be growing every day. Amen. But don't be satisfied that you've reached the spot that you need to be. Amen. That you've got all that there is, and that you've been in this. You're holding the revelation of this in your heart. But always stay humble and open to God. Amen. Saying, Lord, continue to lead me into the paths of righteousness. Yes. You know, as we see the coldness, as it keeps to creeping into the churches, and you see people get slack and people get cold. And you can come to a church where the ministry is preaching the full word, and you can sit under the anointing of the Holy Spirit as it's preaching. But if you're not in the Spirit, and if you're not coming with that desire in your heart, amen, you can sit right beside the stream of life, and if you won't drink, you're going to die just the same as everything else. But this is the day we must, each one as individuals, we're running the race. The finish line's coming in view, and each individual is pressing for that mark. Not as a group, not as a certain body of believers, but as individuals, we're pushing that mark, that final mark, to the changing of these bodies. Hallelujah. But my, I just pray that each one of us will continue to let what the Lord is doing in our hearts and in our lives continue to stay on fire for God. Continue to look and watch what He's doing. And not just think it's little words here or little words there. Sometimes it's those simple things that just take, you know, as He brought that out Thursday evening, type that with many other things in our life. Do we murmur about other things? Do you see how that comes? It seems so simple and it seems so little, but that's the things that we should be watching for greater every day, because those are the things. There ain't going to be no murmuring in heaven. There ain't going to be no complaining. No, it's all going to be gone. And my, I want to see that in my life. I don't want to see it one time of seeing those kind of things in my heart and in my life. You know, and that's, I pray we take that and apply that to every word, that we'll begin to study greater on those little things and pay attention. It's great to understand the mysteries, and it's great to see the things that God will do in our hearts and in our lives if we'll stay yielded to Him. But if we fail these little things, right, you might cast the sick, you might heal somebody, you might bring the dead back to life. But if you fail one little thing in God's Word, that all's into no avail. And I pray that it's that life that each one of us is focused in on, is making sure that His life is being identified back in us. Amen. As our brother said during song service, people will see Jesus through us. And I pray that we'll be those written epistles, read of all men. Amen. Just read this little quote here in God's only provided place of worship. This was preached November 1865. We begin here about paragraph 96. He says that every little jot and everything you must be faithful in. Always the little vine, the little fox that spoils the vine. Sometimes you leave. It's not the big things you do. It's the little things you leave undone. Remember, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Blessed are they that do all the commandments of God, that they might have a right to enter in. Do all, God said. And it said for your women to have long hair. You say a man told me long ago that I don't preach a clothesline religion. And I said, then you're not preaching the gospel. Yeah, God laid it out there and He said what to do. You either do it, that's your natural, reasonable thing. What little thing, what little insignificant, Jesus said, but blessed are they that would take all the little thing and do the little things. Yes. And a woman to let her hair grow, well, that's just something she can do. And she won't even do that. She won't even do that. Oh, teach us the great things. How can you teach the great things when you won't do the simple common thing? Because you see, your motive and your objective is wrong. Amen. Amen. You see, saints, everybody wants the great big things. Everybody wants the glory that comes when they can see the miracles done. Oh, this brother in our church, he's doing this. Oh, he's prophesying. This brother over here, he's got the gift of this. But oh, they're missing it by a mile. There was a time that those gifts was operating. There was a time when that was the moving of the Holy Spirit, bringing them back into the church. But today it's those gifts plus the life, as our prophet said. But the life is what we're focused in on. We've been chosen. Each person in this age has been chosen to let God reflect Himself purposely and wholly through their body. That last second of the threefold purpose of God to be manifested again. Amen. I pray we'll, as we let these things be more than just words on page, more than just a service as we keep coming into, but each day look greater to make sure that my life is reflecting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, because so many people, the word says for us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And some won't even come to church because of this or because of that. They let little things stand in the way instead of praying and asking God and really seeking God to give them an answer. They'll just, I'll stay home. I'm not going to come. I'll just do this or that or the other. But no, it's every word. We must take it into consideration, whether it be women with long hair, men being godly men, and our talk being censored through the Word of God, and not rejoicing in iniquity, but rejoicing in the truth, and all these great many things that's been left, making sure that every word, every little cross on the T and dot on the I is being lived in my life. It's wonderful to know and to understand the changing of the soul, but is that changing of the soul being manifested in me? Is it showing forth that that old soul is dead and gone, and there is a new life in Christ come to life? My, it's the interpretation, God interpreting His Word through us. My, as He said, to let there be light, and there was light. And as He said, when He would kill out that old soul and He'd place His own nature within, it should be taken over. And my, if you can't see it taken over in your life, then you've got a short place and you need to climb. There's a height to be reached in God. Amen.
As he says here, this is in the harvest time, preached December the 12th, 64. He says, now notice, if it was possible in these days, only one word is needed. That's all Satan had to have to Adam. Just get him on one word, and that's all he has to have today. Just get one thing turned around, that's all. That's all he needs. Now you know that's true. To add one, to take one, it's a total failure. Every bit, every word of God. Think now of the interpretations of the seminaries, every one of them different from the other. There has to be a truth somewhere. And this is it, the Bible. Now Jesus said, you say, well, Brother Branham, they have the most beautiful worship. And Jesus said, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the theology of man and not the word. Man in his own conception of the word being interpreted. As I have said, God don't need no interpreter. He interprets every word himself. See, you don't need somebody to interpret it to you. God interprets to you when you're willing to accept it. See, that's the life. That's life itself. Jesus said, in vain they worship me. They actually worship God. Cain actually worshiped God in the beginning. But in vain do they worship me. What's vain? It don't do no good. They might say, well, I do this, and I dance in the spirit. I speak in tongues. I prophesy. I preach the gospel. But fail to let your hair grow out. Fail on one thing and see what happens. The spirit will leave you right there. That's what happened to our churches. They failed. In vain, worshiping me. Oh, it's a beautiful worship. But in vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines and commandments of man. Those Pharisees were learned theologians. And don't you dare say we got anything to today to compare to them. No, indeedy. They knowed one word, every word, just the way it was written. But in vain they were worshiping. Think of it. In vain. Big fine schools and seminaries and teachers and young men and everything like that. But lost. Amen. And that's where we're at today, saints. We can have the beautifulest church. We can have the most precious singing. We can have all and do the greatest mission works. We can help people all over this world with books and tapes. And we can send and do all we can. But it must be the baptism of the Holy Ghost into a people's heart and lives today. Not just how much I know of this word. Not how much I can memorize. How much I can do my studying and know that, oh yes, that's on page such and such. And that's the paragraph. And that's what Brother Branham said. He said it just like that. That's all fine and good. But oh, let us take it down on the inside and accept it on the inside. And we won't have to open our mouth then, but we'll see that word come to life inside of us and bring this body under subjection. Just what did Jesus said it would do today? But that's where we're standing, saints. We're standing in that time. And it's every little word. It's those little things that in times past, maybe it was okay to get mad with your brother and it was fine. You can still have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and do that. But the Holy Spirit showed us today it's not so. Go ahead and drive down the highway as fast as you want to go and say you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and drink and smoke and do all these things you want to do and say you got it. But the scriptures and the word today has plainly showed us we don't. And it's time to take what this says and not what some other man says. Some other preacher has got to say about what the word has said today. No, it's written out. The prescription's here. And no man, when I go to a doctor and get a prescription, I don't take it to somebody else and say, what do you think he's trying to say? No, I take it and they put on there just what he said. And this is the prescription for today. Every word that's written down. It don't matter how many's against it, how many says it ain't so. This is the prescription, and it must be in each one of our lives. And I pray that we each one take and hold it that dear in our hearts and our lives. My, it's time. There may be something that we don't understand. There may be something that I can't quite grasp. But take it to prayer and take it to God and say, Lord, open my heart. Don't run from it. Don't try to shove it under a rug. I'll just forget about that. I don't want to hear nothing about it. Don't want to remember it. No. But take it to God, because it's time every word must live. He must be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And every word must be living in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray it's starting to become... I pray each one of us as individuals is beginning to see the reality of this in our hearts and in our lives. You know, we can talk about it here at church, but I pray when we go home, we're starting to see that reality. That life coming into each one of us. Amen. And the sincerity of it. Of seeing that. It may be a little thing, but if it's a little thing in my life that don't belong there, let's get rid of it. Let me get it out of there. Weed it out, oh Lord. Yes. Amen. He says here, amen. He says here, this is in When Their Eyes Were Open, They Knew Him, preached March the 12th, 1964, paragraph 22. And to think of it, that great distress through the 4,000 years that the world had groped in sin and knowed not the way out. Here he is, back from the dead. What a time, a springtime. The church ought to be singing glorious hallelujahs, but instead of that, they were moping around, sad and everything. because they failed to believe all he said. And that's the same thing it is tonight, because they failed to believe all he said and promised. That's what the church is in the condition tonight that it's in. It's because we have failed to believe all that he said he would do. All the scriptures that pertains to him, we fail to believe it all. We bang around it, mix it up, put something else to it. If we believe the whole thing, there would be a spring of joy in our souls because we are raised with him in the likeness of his resurrection. Now sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus with all principalities and powers and darkness under our feet, we have a right with the blood of Jesus Christ, our token, that we are a purchased of God, that God has paid our redemption through Jesus Christ. Amen. And we have a right to hold that token over anything that we ask and receive it. God said so. And that settles it. If we could just believe all the scriptures. And I pray that even in that portion of it, as our brother has started back into it there a few services ago, bringing that back to our remembrance, do we really believe that I can have what I asked for? I pray you haven't forgot those things already, but I pray it's still on your heart. Do I really believe that I can have what I asked for, and am I receiving it? My saints, if we're not, it's still there, and that's a height I need to reach, each one of us. I pray you see that greater. It's not just a thing, well, maybe I'll get it, maybe God will do it for me. No, I want to see God do that for me. I want to know. That's the interpretation of that word to me, is to see it vindicated and lived out through my life, not so everybody else can see it. If God wants to show it to everyone else as he does it through me, fine. But to me personally, it may be a little old thing down in the cubby hole and no one else will know anything about it, but that's me. That's my faith that's building for when this body's got to change. And that's what we're looking for, saints. Individuals standing strong on God by themselves, not having to have a shirt tail to hold on to, not to have to have a pastor to hold on to, but a person that is coming into that fullness of Christ to be who stand strong on the word for themselves. Hallelujah. See, it goes on here. Let me see. But the thing of it, let's see. Amen. That's enough of that one. Hallelujah. But you know, this is the day. Amen. This is the day. And I pray each one of us is filling that in our hearts. We've talked about it for years. We've talked about it, but the word is beginning to be vindicated. God is going to, he said it would be a short, quick work in that bride. I believe that short, quick work has started in the heart of the bride all over the earth. Maybe not just here. It's everywhere. And maybe we're the slow ones. Maybe we're slower down on the ladder. Maybe there's a little bride someplace else. It's already seeing greater things in her heart. You can't get satisfied with what ain't happening in this many of my brothers I'm seeing right now. So it must not be moving that much yet. No. Don't ever get your eyes on your brother sitting beside you or your sister sitting beside you. You might be the only one in this little building. But oh, keep your eyes on Jesus and on the word that he proved us in this age, and keep pressing towards that. Don't look around you, well, sister so-and-so is doing this, brother so-and-so is doing that. No, keep your eyes on Jesus. It don't matter what anyone else does or what they try to get you to do, or they say it's okay. No, you take it before God with the spirit that's within you and line it up with the word and see if it's okay for you to do. My, it's an individual race, brothers. I'm telling you, we're moving on. And I pray that each one of us is in that move. I pray each one of us is going to take that final change of this body one day. Hallelujah. Broken Cisterns, January 23rd, 1965. Hallelujah. Preached, it's paragraph 78. What it is, it's got to be a fellowship, not a fellowship of some creed, but a fellowship in Christ by the power of his resurrection that brings life and it brings birth. Before that birth can come, we realize there has to be a death before birth, and a birth is a mess. And I don't care what kind of a birth it is. If it's in a pig pen or wherever it is, it's a mess. And so is the new birth. And it makes you do things that you ordinarily wouldn't think you would do. But when you're ready to die to yourself, and then you are born again, a new creature in Christ Jesus, then things open up and life becomes new sight to you because you've accepted the person of Jesus Christ and not some theory or creed. And you may be sitting here, you might be sitting in another church, you may just be listening to these over way of recording. And if you things look jumbled to you and things you just can't figure it out, take it to God and ask God to give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then you watch the life come to light on this word. And you watch God bring about the reality of it in your heart and life, and watch your body then turn and become subject to it without you trying to make it do this, trying to make it do that. But you watch the importance of every word just start folding up in your life. You don't have to tell a sister she can't cut her hair. You don't have to tell a brother how to dress. You don't have to tell a brother how he should talk.
talking all these things. When the Holy Ghost begins to come, you always need a pastor. Don't think you can't get by without your pastor. And that God set up a way of coming to church and having that word brought. But you better follow in line. And don't just think it's some man's idea if it comes off these pages. But you better watch your body. Just watch it toe the mark if the baptism of the Holy once you receive it. And it's a personal vindication of Jesus Christ to you. He says, or even the written word, it's got to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. No matter how much theology you've got, it's laying there dead. I could have a handful of wheat, but until it gets to the process where it can be quickened, that wheat will never live. And you can have a doctor's degree, a Ph., an LL., whatever you wish to. But until the Holy Spirit comes upon that and quickens it to you as a personal experience with God, then the wheat does you no good, and your learning is in vain. Amen. I pray that each one of us, that our learning will not be in vain, but it will be a Holy Ghost-filled life, bringing back these things that we've heard. Not how much I can remember, but seeing it vindicated through our lives and bringing about that change, that sweetness of Jesus Christ. Mine, don't ever get happy. If I'm just thinking, well, that's okay, that's just my nature. I'm a little grumpy sometimes like that, or I'm just a little bit hard to get along with on some days, but no. May God take our hearts and our lives over so completely, and we'll see and realize that the sweetness of Jesus be in there. The sweetness of this word, the mellowness, the same spirit that you feel when you walk in those doors and the music's playing softly, that's the same spirit that should be dwelling within you. That's the same mellowness that you should feel in your heart and in your life. Hallelujah. It's filled with just, it's never a thing of just, oh, I just come to church so I can feel the Spirit. No, we should feel that Spirit continually because it dwells Amen. Within. He should be living within us. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's not just as James said, just to say I've got faith, not enough. Because I can't ever show you, just saying I've got revelation is not, it'll never work. But through the works that this body will produce, you will see that my religion isn't in vain. But Christ is once again living, because this is a life a person can't live on themselves. And when you see that scriptures and those quotes come into life in a person, and you see their body changing and seeing it take over and conform into the word, you know that brother has revelation. That brother's got an understanding of the word. Not because he can quote it or tell you how many scriptures and where them scriptures and quotes is at, but watch his life as it comes under subject to the word, and it proves out. Amen. Hallelujah. As he says here, in God hiding himself in simplicity, looks what's happened to the denomination. This is Preach March 1763 in paragraph 38. Now they've all got cut hair like the Pentecostals and so forth, and they all nearly wear rings and so forth. Look at the Pentecostals years ago, how they harped on that. And we the church is Christ's body. It's an individual amongst other individuals that is born in the kingdom of God. That comes from the inside out. It's automatically lived. You don't ask a sheep to bear wool or manufacture wool, I mean. The sheep don't have to manufacture wool. He'll say, no, my master wants me to have some wool this year. I've got to get busy. No. The only thing he has to do is just remain a sheep. That's right. The wool will automatically, he will bear it because. And we're not asked to manufacture fruits. We're supposed to produce fruit, see, bear fruits. We are supposed to bear fruits. As long as you are a fruit tree of God with God's word will vindicate itself. And it'll bear fruit as long as the word's in there. And Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word, and you ask what you will, and it shall be done. See, you don't manufacture it. You work yourself not up to it. It's just actually there, and it goes on and on. And as we move in and we see the Holy Spirit moving into these things, ask what you will. It's not something you can do on yourself. You're not going to manufacture it. You're not going to try to impersonate it. It's not going to work like that. And I pray each one of us realize this is something we need revelation, understanding from God to take these last few steps on the rung of that ladder. It's coming to that hone's razor's edge. Some could hang on till it got to that point. But once it hits that point, saints, it's got to be every word right in line, living in our hearts and our lives, and us holding on to God and Him holding on to us to keep us up on that pinnacle. But I pray that as we, like I said, you see so much, and it may not just be here, but if anyone would ever listen to this, you see the coldness. You may see this going on in your church, but be the one individual that let God take and have His way in your heart. Amen. And let Him lead you and guide you and move you into the paths of righteousness. There's so much false, so much
confusion, it would be called today in the churches. You see, this brother don't agree with that brother, and they all sit in the same congregation, and you got 10, 15 different opinions running through the church of what Brother Branham said on a certain thing, or what the Bible even said about a certain thing. God's not the author of confusion, and he can't get any glory out of that. But oh, come back to the Word, come back to his life, and where it's you and him alone, and let everyone else fall away. Paul had had great teaching from Gamaliel. He had knew all the scrolls and he knew it all, but he went down into Arabia, just him and God by himself, and let God reform him and strip him of all of his own ideas and all the things that he had been taught. He was stripped away till God rebuilt him in his character and his glory. And my, I pray each one of us strip off anything that you've heard in the past. It may be some kind of a creed or some kind of an idea you still want to hold on to. Let them go and make sure it lines up with the Word, and then Christ is taking it and vindicating it to you that it's so. Amen. My, sometimes it's, you know, people, they, you still, well, Brother so-and-so said it's like this. Well, but Brother so-and-so said it this way. No, which one lines up with the Word? That's where it lines up to. It has to go back to the Word, and that should be our anchor, not just continually fret and fuss and scratch my head. I just can't figure it out because he said this and he said that. No, take it back to the Word and see which one lines up and runs in continuity. And let God bring that assurance into your heart that you're on the right path, not just following a group of people, not just following a church, but following Christ as he leads the way. Letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide each one of us. Hallelujah. Amen. But it doesn't matter how saintly we want to live or how much religion. It boils back. It's got to be a vindicated life, saints. It don't matter how long you've sat following a prophet. It don't matter. It'll all be in vain if that life does not live and manifest through us. Each one of us, we're responsible for it. And I pray that each one of us is feeling that desire, that pull, that press. Keep moving on. You know, I don't know about you, but it's just like, I guess probably to type it in the naturals, if you was going to go do something you really wanted to do, and maybe you had planned it out and it was several weeks off, but as each day grows closer, if that's something you really, really wanted to do, each day there's a greater anxiety in your heart. Just a few more days, just a few more days, and we're going to go do this. No, and that's the way it ought to be with this. We see it coming. We see what the Lord is trying to take us to. That ought to be the anxiety every day. Lord, we're one step closer. Draw me closer. Keep taking those steps. Keep moving towards what he's not just be content. Oh, I'm just going to church and see what the Lord's got for me today. But no, maybe it be a burning desire in our hearts. And ever pressing and ever moving to reach those heights in God. To see him manifested and glorified in this day. And all that he said would come to pass. All these things that the scripture says. Have we just let some of it lose its importance to us? Well, they had the gifts operating back in the early Latter-day Pentecost. When God restored the gifts, they had them operating. They was getting healings. They was getting needs supplied, needs met, and food put on the table. Are we content with letting it be back there? But what about today? What about me? Can God still do everything he done through every one of them ages? Can I see it performed in my life today? Absolutely. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he'll change not. Anything he done for someone back there, he's got obligated to do the same thing for you today. And he wants to do it. He wants to be magnified. He wants to be glorified. But as I said, today we've got to, you know, back then a lot of people didn't have health insurance. They didn't have money to buy medicine with. They didn't have the money just to go see a doctor. They didn't have all those things, and people was more dependent on God. But today, America is a self-dependent country. If you can't get it or if you can't afford it, the government will give it to you. But we may come to a time that that'll be no more. And then that's when we're going to have to be. We may have to stand, God, I need this. Amen. And if we ain't got the revelation now, and then that time comes, where are we going to be? We may lose our place of fellowship. We may not be able to gather together and have a pastor exhort these things to us. But oh, while it is yet day and we have the time, let us grow and let us cry out to God for revelation of these things. We don't know what the future holds, and I don't worry about the future because I know who holds it. But I'm living for today, and whatever God's got for me today, I want to make sure that I am in that harness praying, Lord, reveal to me today what you've got for me. But mine, don't ever be satisfied. I'll just go to church and I'm coming here for a purpose. You are gathering for a purpose. Every time that you listen to a message or read a book, it's for a purpose. Not just, I'm just trying to do this because I know I'm supposed to, or it's just a devotional time. No, but it should be an everyday walk with God. Lord, lead me on. Take me higher, Lord, in you. My, I pray it's each one of us is feeling that. Hey, man, it's time. We're moving on, saints. Moving on. Hey, man. Let me read this one here, and I believe we'll probably close. Let's see here. This is in an uncertain sound, and he preached it. It was E44 paragraph on the tape, and it's preached 61. He said, "Now, when the sound comes in, it changes the hearing condition in your ears. See, but before you couldn't hear, and now you can hear it. Somebody preaching about divine healing, the power of God. You sat there just uncircumcised in the ears as you could be, and couldn't hear a thing. My pastor don't believe that. I believe that's fanaticism." But when another sound comes like a rushing mighty wind and circumcises those ears, then that's a beautiful sound when you go into hearing that sound of the rushing mighty wind. Or the first thing you know, it brings joy to your soul and you'll holler, "Amen, that's right, preach it, brother, hallelujah, that's good." It's got you moving then, you're going somewhere. But today it's just join the church, see, it's an uncertain sound. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than the lovers of God. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. See, ever learning, brother. We've got seminaries and schools, PhDs and DHDs and DDDs and QSTs and all kinds of everything. Ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's right. Got a doctor's degree and we'll send our child away to a seminary somewhere to get him a great big degree or something like that. And he come out, there's something wrong. What we need today, let me straighten my statement. Today, preaching, a minister, a gospel preacher, is not a man so could be. He could still have this and be a preacher, but we're relying upon a degree that we got. How we got a Bachelor of Art and how we took Bible and learned this. The devil knows more about the Bible than you'll ever know. I'll tell you that now. He knows all about it, and that's one. Some of the best Bible students I ever met was infidels. They'll just study it day and night, that's right, to fuss with you about it. And the Bible isn't to be fussed about. The Bible is to be lived. See, and if you put that seed into fertile ground, it will live. But if you put that seed into infertile ground, it won't live. But if you put it in fertile ground, it'll live. And did you read here? Not long ago, they got some wheat out of the garner in Egypt that was put there by Joseph. Got sunflower seed, 4,000 years old. Sunflower seed, 4,000 years old. And planted it in the ground, and it brought forth a sunflower. Amen. Wheat brought forth wheat. Why? It was germatized, and that germ doesn't die. See, it's in there. And it don't matter where you may be sitting, how long you've been tied up in creeds and doctrines and been away. But if there's ever something starts stirring in your heart and you get into the presence of God and give him a chance to germatize that seed and see if it won't reproduce the very thing that's laying inside of you. You may wonder and you may ponder and say, "Well, I don't see how it could. I this and that." Give God one chance. Come into his presence one time. Come into where a people may create that atmosphere. People, you know, that's why we have churches. Come into where there's brothers and sisters of like precious fellowship, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there in their midst. Come into their midst and give God a chance to deal with your heart. Give God a chance to work with you. Not what man can tell you or what a man can do for you, but come in and cry out to God between you and him and say, "Lord, take me. If there's something lacking in my life, Lord, I want what others has. What I see you doing in others, I want it in mine." Come and cry out to God and let him do that work in your heart. Give him a chance, saints. Whoever, whatever you need, give God a chance. If you'll just cry out to him, it may be for a revelation of this certain thing. It may be for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter. Give God a chance to answer your prayer. Give God a chance. He said, "Ask and knock." Knock, don't quit knocking, but knock. If you've got to pound all day, keep pounding on that door till he opens and gives you what you're asking for. Hallelujah. I pray each one of us, it'll fill that in our hearts. You know, you sisters can come to the instruments. But we're moving in, saints. That day is here. Amen. And you can just see it as the world begins to crumble and fall. That just means our heavenly city's coming that much closer into view. And it's just going to be a step from here into glory. My, and I pray that each one of us is seeing the importance of making sure, because all that's going to drop off down here is this old flesh. Yes. The real me, this just how this flesh is housing, is not going to change anymore on that day. But it's just going to change bodies. Hallelujah. And I pray each one of us is letting that become a reality. This is the day to get things right. This is the day to make sure my life is coming into form with Christ and every word is living. And I just pray each one of us fills that in our hearts. Amen. I pray something was said to encourage you, something to help you, maybe some little nugget that you can grab a hold of, make you ponder and think on. But you know, God's word is inspired, and every day there's something greater in each page and each line. And I pray that we'll just keep moving on for that heavenly home. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you.
Sing that song again. I'm blessed.
Yeah. Amen. Are you blessed? Yeah. Amen. I know we're blessed by the grace of God. Hallelujah. You know, he's speaking a few things there, and I think about, you know, these churches that has many different ideas and doctrines in their congregation. People sitting in their own midst. One will believe this, one will believe that. One won't believe this, what Brother Branham said, another one will. And it shows you right off the start, they're off the mark. Because the original church was all in one mind and one accord. Amen. Amen. There wasn't one that didn't believe in the changing soul, and this one didn't, and this, that, and the other. It was one mind and one accord. And where the Holy Ghost is, they'll be in one mind and one accord. Amen. All believe the Word of God just the way God said it. Amen. And you see it happen so many times in the people in the message are sure they believe the message, as Brother Timothy was speaking of. But have they received the Holy Ghost since they believed? That's the thing. It was an issue then. It is an issue now. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? That's the thing. Many people believe. And believe that Brother Branham was a prophet. They believe and follow what he said. But did they receive the Holy Ghost since they believed? You see? That's the serious thing. Oh, my. And he's speaking about, you know, the life with the gifts. You know, I was thinking about that again, you know, and I thought, you know, why is it so important that it isn't just the gifts? Why is the life with the gifts? Because with the gifts, you can operate those gifts and be lost. You see? But the important thing is to know whether you're lost or whether you have eternal life. And today, and the message today is the literal life of Jesus Christ on display in our own individual lives, personally. And then when we have that, we know we have eternal life. You know, it isn't just thing now of operating gifts and that's it. I could operate gifts all day long, you know, if the Lord would want me to or permit it or whatever. But that didn't give me no assurance of my salvation. None. Not with the word we have today. It gives me absolutely no assurance. But if I can see that literal life of Jesus Christ come from this temple, where he has taken over, and circumstances arise, temptations come forth, tests and trials, sicknesses, all these things in the life of Christ comes forth, amen, I know I've got eternal life. I know I do. I'm not trusting that I do. I'm not hoping that I do. I know I have eternal life when I see the literal life of Jesus Christ on display. And he was talking about the little things, you know. Lord willing, this evening, this morning, the Lord laid something else on my heart. It may seem like a little thing. But yet, it is so important. So important. That maybe, just maybe, we haven't done like God said he wanted it done. Sitting there this morning, of course, my mind and thinking has been on to go back into that message. Do you know you can receive what you ask for? Do you really receive what you ask for? But as I was just sitting in my recliner this morning, and I've had it happen so many times, and again, you'd have to see my study. Books everywhere. But I like it that way. And it's all of a sudden I turn, and here was this just the edge of a book sticking out of a whole stack. And I pulled it out. And right then, the Holy Ghost began to show me something on it. I said, Lord, I'll do it. I said, we're lacking it. We're lacking it. So I pray that you'll come prayed up this evening, hungry for the Word of God. And again, it may seem like a little thing, but one word breaks that chain. One word is all it takes, and you're gone. One word, that's all. It isn't a whole sentence. It's one word. And oh my, I pray the Holy Ghost will keep working on us. Because remember, we're to be conformed to the image of His Son, which is the Word. Is that right? Amen. And in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So it's every word. How many times did Brother Branham say it's the entire Word of God? And that's the time and the hour we're in now. It's the entire Word. Not partial. It's the entire Word of God. Until we come to the fullness of the stature of Christ and the unity of the faith. Oh, hallelujah. To me, that's what I'm striving for. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Yes. Do you?
Amen.
Amen. Not you. You may not all be preachers, but the thing it is, you still ought to have the same hunger, the same desire, the same pull. And I believe if you'll see it by the grace of God tonight, you as a personal individual are just as responsible as us ministers to minister to your own life. Yes. Remember, until we come to the fullness of the stature of Christ, as Brother Timothy mentioned it, there may come a day we'll not be allowed together here. How are you going to stand in? How are you going to stand in when you get sick? How you stand in when a trial comes? And you ain't got nobody around you to lift you up. And the only one you got is Jesus Christ. What will you do then? Huh? What kind of life will be expressed then? Today, in this hour we live now, people, if you quit having services and you don't have services for a long time, they get cold. They get carnal. They begin to let down. They quit praying. Quit reading. Yeah. That means people ain't ready. That means people ain't got what they say they got. That means they believe the Word, but have they received the Holy Ghost since they believed? You see? Amen. Let us all stand. I am blessed. Amen. I am blessed. You are too.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that again. Amen. How many enjoyed that message? Amen. It's wonderful. Brother Tuttle, start us on. Blessed. I am blessed every day that I wake. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning and I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. Sing it again. I am blessed. I am blessed every day that I wake. I am blessed when I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. Amen. You really believe that? You really feel like you're blessed? Oh my, we are really blessed. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, truly, by the grace of God, we can see we are blessed. And we appreciate it, Lord. We're so thankful for all that you've done for us. And Lord, no wonder Paul said, be thankful for all things. And Lord, we do want to be thankful for everything. Everything that you do, everything you've given us, every test and trial we go through, may we be thankful, Lord. He didn't say to be thankful for half things, partial things, or most things, but Lord, your word told us to be thankful for all things. And Lord, if we have the revelation burning in our hearts, we can see how we can be thankful for everything. Because we, Lord, we know, as we just read the other, or last night, I believe, was Brother Branham speaking some of these things. He said, why can we be thankful for things? Because, Why? The footsteps of the righteous are ordained of God. And we know that all things work to the good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And Lord, we know by the grace of God, by what You revealed, we've been called according to Your purpose. And Lord Jesus, knowing we've been sent here on this earth, that the very literal life of Jesus Christ could be on display, be declared to this nation, to this people, again that You are alive. So we ask now that You'd bless us again, Lord, and keep us in Your word, Lord, whatever it may be. Lord, You alone know all our short places. You know the little places, Lord, where maybe we haven't paid much attention to. Maybe we just haven't realized it like we should. And maybe it's not been just really settled in our heart like it should. And You know these things. So, Lord, we depend on You to show us these things and reveal it to us and make it plain. And, oh, God, then through the Holy Spirit, make it live. We ask now that You'd bless us again, Lord, as we leave this little place. Bring us back the next appointed time if You should tarry. If not, Lord, we'll meet together, Lord, on the other shore. Bless us now. In Jesus' name, the Lord and Savior, we ask Thee, the King of Kings, how great Thou art. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Amen. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I wake, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, and I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. God bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.